hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM/FM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller on this Tuesday, 5th of June. A little excited, not only about our guests that we have each and every Tuesday coming up after the break, but in 2 hours from now, well, to be exact, in an hour and 58 minutes from now, fireworks are going to fly in New Hampshire as the debate is scheduled to start at, as we said, an hour and 58 minutes from now. Do not be shocked or amazed if you hear this program being rebroadcast during that hour. So yours truly, who is a political junkie, will have an opportunity to view it live. Before we bring on Bob Chapman, just in case you are concerned about finances, we'll get into all of that. Today, interesting day, Ben Bernanke gave a speech. We'll get into what Ben Bernanke said and find out whether Mr. Chapman's prediction of last week of we stand a better chance of seeing interest rates rise than fall will come true, and whether or not Mr. Bernanke gave a hint as to the direction of interest rates. Needless to say, the comments by Mr. Bernanke were not welcomed on Wall Street. Dow ended down 80 points to close at 13,595. NASDAQ off 7 at 2,611. S&P 500 off 8 at 1,503. In the metals complex, it was a, one of those days. Where the markets went a little higher initially as the dollar plunged, but ended up off $1.10 on the day, gold closing at 670.20. Actually at a high in gold today of 675. Important area there at 676. We'll get into that a little later. Silver reversing the trend of the metals, closing up 10 cents on the day at $13.77. Platinum off $3 at $1,300 even. Palladium off $3 at $3.74. Crude oil off 60 cents. As a matter of fact, everything was in the red today. Crude oil off 60 cents at $65.61. U.S. dollar index falling 14 basis points, ends the day at 81.86. Oh, looky here, 186 basis points away from panic. We'll find out if there's panic, if it breaks the 80 mark or not. Currently in Asian trading, not much action in the metals complex. Gold off 30 cents at 670.90. Silver off 2 cents, 13.82. Stand by, my friends. Coming up, Mr. Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster will be joining us to make sense of an insane financial world. Let me return.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force.
Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back, my friends. As we do each and every Tuesday, we check in with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. You can access his website at theinternationalforecaster.com. How are you doing, Mr. Chapman?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I thank you for your rundown of the market. I must say that the dollar is under pressure.
No kidding.
The flip side of the minus 0.14 to 81.86 is that the yen was up 0.39, the euro was up 0.29, the pound was up 0.13, and the only major currency in that group that was off was the Canadian dollar, down 0.37, but that's had a phenomenal run from 84.5 to 94.48, and that's really the first correction it's of any consequence that it's had. So 81.5, which is only 16 tenths of a percentage point away, is a very crucial area for the dollar. And were it to break through there, it would test 80. And this will be the sixth time, and I think it's the last 25 years, it's traced that level. Actually, it's broken below that level once to 79.33, and during that period to 78.86, but it recovered very quickly. So it wasn't a complete breakdown. But that's how the dollar looks, and it's getting weaker. Did you see the announcement today about the next, well, Syria said they were going to go off the dollar peg after Kuwait, and they're talking now in the press about the UAE also dropping the dollar peg because of the inflation it's causing in their countries.
Yeah, well, it seems to be something that many countries are obviously considering at this point in time.
Well, the last report we had on dollar reserves, now mind you, in the last 6 years, dollar reserves have dropped from 72% to 64.7% in the first quarter. And the last quarter of last year, it was 65.6. So it continues to move down. And everybody's sitting out there, and they know that the dollar is going to change. It's going to go to the downside because of all the problems, which are evident. And that's why other central banks, other foreign investors are selling the dollars that they have as reserves or as deposits or whatever. I think that we're looking at a continuing deteriorating situation, which probably will continue until the dollar gets down in the 40 to 60 range. That's over the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, well, that...
And,
that,
of course, when that happens, gold goes up.
Oh, certainly. But, it was a story that appeared in Bloomberg. As a matter of fact, there were a number of stories. I mean, you had the... Not that I'm giving it any credence because they said it, but United Nations issued a scathing report on the direction of the dollar. And as you just pointed out, reported by Bloomberg News, that Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, and Kuwait are all meeting to discuss revaluing their currency peg to the U.S. dollar. And obviously that's because of their chief commodity being oil.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what this is going to end up doing is in finality forcing these oil producers off dollars. Now, maybe not completely, but I think they're going to say to the United States government, look, we're absorbing 10 to 15% inflation here because of what you're doing. We don't want the price of oil to go up another 15%, which would put it up another $10 or so to $75. So why don't we do this? Why don't we trade half of our oil in other currencies? And that would be a holding action for the dollar. It's not going to solve the problem at all. It's just going to extrapolate the problem and put it off if you may.
Now, last week, on this very program, you speculated that the Fed's next move would be to increase rates. And no sooner had you said it than the collective wisdom of Wall Street last week was going against your prediction. As a matter of fact, they were calling that there was a high degree of probability that the Fed would be in a accommodative position of lowering rates. And you seem to have been vindicated today by one Mr. Ben Bernanke.
Well, I always said Ben was a genius. Wall Street, of which I spent 28 years, is a housing for lemmings. And they all follow each other around. They grab each other's tails, and they just go around in circles. And whatever sounds good makes them, these prognosticators from Wall Street, masters of the universe, if you may. And, of course, you never hear about the ones that the players that go bankrupt, that lose their businesses, and on and on and on. And, you know, the average broker today lasts a year and a half. And when I was in my prime, so to speak, as a broker 18 years ago when I retired, it was 7 years. And that was a long time for a broker. They usually burned out. I must have been some strange duck the last 28 years. But anyway, Wall Street will tell you what they want you to hear. I mean, they're like the old carnival barkers. They are, all think that they're Barnum and Bailey from the circus. It said that there's a sucker born every minute, and that's the function of Wall Street. And they're not going to tell you that, but that's exactly what it is. And I spent 28 years being on the inside, but being on the outside because they deplored me because I told people the truth. And, you know, God forbid you should do such a terrible thing.
You mean, but you, anyway, you actually advise clients to sell?
Oh, which goodness is, which gracious.
Which is a big no-no, as you know, for any Wall Street broker to advise his client to sell in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. About just a year ago, they stopped raising interest rates. And I said they would stop raising interest rates at the level that they're currently at, and they would not change for at least a year. And so you wouldn't know that because you haven't been reading the forecaster that long. But I was right.
Yeah, I
know which way they're going to go. I said last week up, and they are going to go up. And how do I know that? Because all I have to do is look at the real market. All I have to do is look at the spreads between the euro-dated securities, the Swiss franc securities, and the German bonds, British pound paper, versus U.S. Treasuries. The spreads are down to less than a half a point. And that's highly unusual when you have a situation where the United States government is so horrendously in debt and continues to pile it up every day. And so something had to give, and what gave was that there's two systems going on here to measure where economies are going. In Europe, they all use money supply. In America, they use interest rates. And incidentally, America used to use interest rates about 25 years ago. And Mr. Volcker decided to change that. And so they're very concerned about inflation in Europe, and how they fix that is by raising interest rates. Now, there's a dirty, dark little secret over there in Europe as well, and that is that England's money and credit in the last 2.5 years is up 13.8%, and the European Central Bank is 10.3%. Now, they've been doing the same thing that the U.S. Federal Reserve has been doing, but they have acted on interest rates, and the reason they had that luxury is because their economies were doing better than that of the United States. And so they're raising rates. So the U.S. either keeps rates the same or they raise them. And if they raise them, then the dollar probably will hold above 80. Now, that's if they raise them. I don't know that they will, but they may. The dollar will hold above 80. And gold will probably trade between 670 and 850. But sooner or later, one or two things have to happen. They either have to raise rates to save the dollar, or they keep rates the same or lower them in order to save the economy. Now, we have over 500 people in Congress, and each and every one of those charlatans want to get reelected. And it's going to be tremendous pressure on the Federal Reserve to lower rates in conjunction with this horrendous money supply and credit that's being created by the Fed, and also private interest as well. So the whole figure for the last 2.5 years or more is over 15% creation.
We are speaking with Bob Chapman from International Forecaster. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. If you have a question for Bob, feel free, give us a call. We'll be happy to take your question. Bob,
I'd like to finish that off because there's a punchline in that.
Fire away.
And that is that I reconstruct the M3 figures that the Federal Reserve will no longer give you. And there's a couple of other people that do it, too, David Williams or John Williams. I can't remember his first name. He's an economist. He does it as well. Actually, he does a better job than I do. Be that as it may, I like to give people compliments, professional compliments, when I can. And he's very, very good at what he does. But anyway, I've been watching the usage of credit. Now, up until about a year ago, the consumer was the powerful locomotive, and they kind of cut back on their credit, and it's not advancing the way it was in the past. And I guess probably they're paying some of it off. So who has been the group that's been driving the use of credit? It's been business, and it's been banks, and it also has been hedge funds. And even mutual funds. And so they have been the users of this excess credit. And since last November, three very important figures came down. And I don't have them in front of me. I just sent them up for typing. I wrote about it this afternoon. And we've had a drop from approximately 10% to 7% to overall usage of available credit. And the big numbers that are down are business, real estate, which you can understand, and the third one I can't remember. But anyway, the point is that over the last 6 months, there has been a diminution in usage. Now, if that does not stop and start to increase again, then what's going to happen is that the Fed is going to have to find a way to get these people who take risk by using this available credit to go back using it again. And I don't know how they're going to do that, but that's what they're going to try to do. And if they're unsuccessful, we're going to start to slide as an economy. We'll take the rest of the world with us, of course. And we're going to start heading towards deflation. It won't happen overnight, so don't get overly concerned. This is the first spark that we're seeing. And we have to see a few more months. And if it continues and does not reverse, then that means that this thing is going to roller coaster. It'll take about a year and a half. And the decline started last November. So a year from now, probably, I would think that if it had continued to diminuate in usage, that we would start to see lower inflation, and we might head towards deflation quicker than anybody had anticipated.
The argument on CNBC this morning for the continued bullishness of the Dow, they said, is based on benign inflation and the world is awash in liquidity.
Yeah, well, liquidity is nice if you're using it. And what's happening from the very figures from the Fed, their own figures, is that, what's happening is that there's been a lesser usage. There's been a lesser usage of the credit. And that cannot continue without running a year and a half, year to a year and a half, after it began, into a deflationary mode. There's no two ways about it. And you're not going to find anybody else that's an economist talking about this except for Williams and I and maybe a couple of others. The mainliners can't talk about that. Why can't they? Mainliner what? Mainliner economists and analysts and journalists, all who work for somebody else. And if you don't tell the happy story, if you don't keep the world in denial, you get fired. Well, I don't have to answer to anybody. I call it the way I see it. And those are the possibilities, not probabilities at this point, possibilities. So we're going to see what the Fed and the U.S. government can cook up. I know that they cannot go into Iran. That's my opinion. And we've discussed that on this program before. But I do think that they are going to send lots of troops into Sudan, and because they want their oil. I don't give one hoot about the poor people who are being exterminated there and during the warfare that's going on. It's basically a Muslim-Christian thing. And like many other places in Africa, you people can remember back in 1968 and the civil war between the Hausa and the Igbos in Nigeria. Oh. And so this is not unusual. The Igbos are Christians, and the Hausa who run the country still are Muslims. And so that's their next target. How many people are going to have to commit there, I don't know. And they'll either end up tangling with the Chinese who have oodles of people there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. To order, write Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
One hour and 26 minutes before the first starts flying in New Hampshire. We're speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. You can access Bob's website at theinternationalforecaster.com. If you got a question for Bob, we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Hey, Henry.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
Okay. A couple of questions for Mr. Chapman. One, he mentions, I overheard, he said there was somebody who he claimed does a even better job with the M3 money supply than him. Did he mention John Williams or some other name?
John Williams.
John Williams, okay. I think you do. Well, all right, here's a question I ask for you, too. When I see a sample of your international forecast, by the way, it's excellent, you have, when you're mentioning M3, you're mentioning something there with abbreviation and initials, Y-O-Y. Now, what is
Y-O-Y? Year on year.
What does Y-O-Y stand for?
Year on year.
Year on year. Okay, year on year.
In other words, Earnings for such and such a company were 34 cents a share for the quarter ended, the first quarter, year on year. In other words, you're comparing that quarter with the previous quarter in 2006. And it can apply to a whole bunch of other things like inflation was up in the first quarter 18% year on year.
Okay.
In other words, the first quarter of last year was 18% less.
Okay,
and the reason I do that, I use MOM as well, month on month, is to save space. That thing runs 30 to 35 pages twice a week.
Oh, what does?
I want people to be able to get through it.
Oh, what you're talking about the forecaster?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me ask this. For people who subscribe through the mail, the stuff they get twice a month, is that the same content as what they get weekly on the web, or is actually getting it from the web better? Or is it the exact same
content? Getting it from the web is better because twice a month, it runs to a comparable 25 pages two times.
Uh-huh.
So that's 50 pages over the U.S. mail
uh-huh.
for you each month. Well, I'm knocking out, say, 60 pages a week. That's 240 pages compared to 50.
Right.
And the reason for that is the cost of having to mail it.
Oh, yeah, because the post office...
We don't make any money on the hard copies, promise you. They're subsidized by the people who subscribe and use the Internet. But the idea is to reach people... So we don't surcharge them. We're happy that they're getting the information because it's extremely important, just like this radio program and many like it are.
Okay, so getting it from the Internet with the forecaster is better because you're getting everything word for word and nothing's being left out. Where
that's
one
correct.
One through the mail is still damn good, though. But it may be a little more, nothing left out, but maybe a little more concise or consolidated.
Yeah, there's things we have to leave out. Like, I don't have a health column in the hard copy that goes out.
Right.
And I don't add on all the links. When I say it's 30 pages twice a week each time, that does not include sometimes 15 or 20 links to important articles that are written by other people who I esteem, and I think that those articles are very worthy of being read, and rather than print the whole thing out, I use the link so you can go to those items. And very often I won't write about something because, let's say, Jerome Corsi has already written about it, and he did a great job. So why should I redo what he's doing? I mean, the idea is, again, to get the word out to people. So I put in there, Jerome wrote about this, say it's the North American Union, and bingo, people on their computers can hit the button and have this other article.
Uh-huh.
Tremendous amount of information. Tremendous.
Yeah, okay.
And it's all been prejudged by myself, and I'm a filter.
Yeah, so the web is, okay, so that's really, yeah, and you could, and let me ask this, as a subscriber, I can not just for personal use, not commercial use, I can save every issue of International Forecaster on the web on a CD-ROM. So if I want to look back on something you predicted 2 years ago, and or just as records for educational purposes, and let's say it comes true today, so that's permissible. You can do that.
Yes, you can.
Right.
And I even encourage people to try to, especially with the email version, send a copy from your computer to theirs, hoping that they might read it and subscribe. I'm not encouraging
so
people
you can,
to,
right,
to
you
blast
can do that
it,
as
but
long
occasionally... If you'd like to send it to somebody else, that's fine.
Okay, right, as long as you're not selling it. Right, okay.
Well, as long as you're not sending too many of them out. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
I've been told by experts that my publication is the most copied in the world.
I believe it.
They estimate over 100,000 copies of each issue that comes out via the internet is copied.
Yeah, damn it, I believe it. I wouldn't doubt that.
There's nothing I can do about it.
I wouldn't doubt
but
that.
On the other hand, you know, that's a, from a financial point of view. But on the other hand, I think that's terrific in a way because all these people are getting educated. And incidentally, when I recommend stocks, that's why they don't go into the publication first. I call everybody who I know are stock buyers, and I tell them what their next recommendation is. And after I have called everybody, we then put it into the publication so those non-subscribers who are reading it clandestinely won't get the stock before the subscribers do.
Okay, so if I'm...
And that is one heck of a lot of work.
Oh, yeah, I imagine. Yeah, so if I'm a subscriber, I could actually talk to you in person. You call me or I call you, and you can give other recommendations.
No, what you do is you email me and say, Bob, I need to talk to you about such and such. Can you call me at such and such a number today between 12 and 6 p.m.? And I call people. I have an open line. I get computerized phones. It's just no problem.
Use Skype? Use Skype, you know, that's like a cheaper thing.
The two other services. I have a phone and I have a backup phone. Like right now, if this phone went down, I just set it aside and pick up the other phone that is, you know, VOX, VSOP, whatever it's called.
But how do you call around the world since you got subscribers all around the world? I'm saying like, Skype is very reasonable where you play a flat rate and you can pretty much call around the world. What would you use for something, you know, for that?
It's the same thing, one of the other services. I just don't happen to use Skype.
Okay. All right. One other thing, I'll let you let them go to take another call. I'm reading an article here in Futures Magazine. This is the May 2007. This is one of the rare regular magazines that, you know, it's usually read by traders, but... Wall Street Journal and even Barron's never mention about gold. They have an article here on page 26 on gold. First time I've ever seen it. But what I'm going to ask you is that there's a place called KC Research, which they supposedly do research on mines or something like that. Have you heard of them?
Yes, I've heard of them, and I know of KC for the last 35 years.
Yeah, Doug. Yeah, let me see right here. Yeah, Doug Casey. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another thing is that. Sorry. Go ahead. If I interrupt, go ahead.
No.
Okay. All right. One other thing. I heard you a couple of while ago mention something on some association that does stuff with gold that you claim that either they are deliberately not accurate or they give out wrong information. Is that the World Gold Council, or is this something else? Because
I call it the World Gold Fantasy Council.
Okay, so they're not credible.
And of course, their real name is the World Gold Council, and they work for the central bankers.
Okay, so
and
that's the
one. GFMS does. Gold Fields Mineral Services has been doing the same thing since their inception. GFMS was spun off around 1976, 78 from Gold Fields. It used to be owned by the mining company. And they spun it off. And they've been working for the central banks ever since as well. You can't trust one piece of information that they publish. And occasionally I will publish something just to make an example of why they're wrong. And,
oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
The misinformation out there is unbelievable.
Yeah. Okay, so
people don't expect to be misled, but they are. There's a lot of snakes in the grass out there.
Okay, so World Gold Council is not credible, so don't pay attention to them. And what's the other one you mentioned? Connect to them?
GFMS, George, Frank, Mike, Sam, phonetically. And it's called Gold Fields Mineral Services.
Okay, that's another one, so don't pay attention to Gold Fields Mineral. Okay, yeah, one other thing. Is there a book that you could recommend I could read that really gives the ins and outs of the metal market? I'm not just talking about the like physical possession of metal, but I'm talking about what make metals go up and down, like some of the stuff you know regarding metals that covers a lot of metals. Like, for instance, you're talking about gold. I think palladium is another one that seems to be very bullish. If somebody even would have flipped that as a futures or commodity or options because it seems to, if they can have insight as to when it's going to go up and down, because times when even gold is corrected or even manipulated, palladium seems to have a very steady bullish kind of move. But is there a particular book you can maybe recommend? I'll hang up and we can take another call. You can mention it. Okay, nice talking to you, though. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy.
Well, there is not a book I can mention. The best thing to do is go to Google or go to a very large public library, like in New York City, if you happen to live there, or go to a bookstore that has a real good depth of books, or go to used bookstores, and you can find things that will tell you about gold.
There's a couple of books that I have posted on republictradinggroup.net. Although it doesn't specifically address gold per se, it's by a Murray Rothbard entitled "What Has the Government Done to Our Money?" which is part and parcel of an explanation in what's happened to the gold market of late. You know, talking about the World Gold Council, last week they were responsible for putting out the report that central banks were selling gold, which was the reason we had such wild gyrations in the gold price last week, all based on, obviously, fiction.
Well, let me put it this way. The announcement by the European Central Bank that they would not sell any more gold until the end of the year. The end of the year for them is September 30th. And they had bought so much gold, sold so much gold, I think it was around 60 tons, 37 tons, whatever it was. That news was known to the commercials because you could see by the, no, you've got to remember, I've been in the markets for 48 years. I was the largest gold silver stock broker in the world. So I know what goes on in these markets. And when you see massive short covering by commercials, they had to have known that that announcement was coming. And they knew about a week ahead of time. And they covered 55,850 contracts. And they went long another 30. So the total swing was 80,000 contracts. They knew. And you won't see any investigation from the CFTC because I am sure that the Federal Reserve called them up and said, hey, look, this is what's going down. You know, they have a call from the Fed every morning, the 21 dealers, agents as they're called, brokerage houses, if you may. And they discuss these things at 7 o'clock every morning. But nobody in America knows that because they're not in the brokerage business and they don't know that the Fed is involved with the rigging group in financial markets in the U.S. Treasury and rigging every market in the world that they feel like rigging. And you know something, Americans? You're paying for it.
Well, that's pretty much how they set the gold price in London twice a day. And it's all based on 400-ounce contracts. And people assume that it's reflecting, Joe Sixpack running out and buying an ounce of gold. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. They figure out how many 400-ounce contracts are out there on the long and the short side, and based on that is how they come to the decision of raising or lowering the Union Jack, which, by the way, they don't do anymore. They just verbalize it now. Apparently, the rules have changed with the London fix. It's no longer conducted at the office of the Rothschilds. It is now, which I thought was always a quaint tradition of the raising and the lowering of the Union Jack.
The Rothschilds stopped 4 or 5 years ago. And they had been running it since 1648.
Yeah, I know.
Something like that.
Real quickly, the two-year Treasury note today touched 5%. What significance is that?
Well, the significance is that the demand for dollar-based assets is falling. And when that happens, people sell twos and tens, two-year bills and 10-year notes. They sell the fives, of course, too. And the shorter-term paper, but these are the important ones. And we had a close today of 5% yield on the U.S. $2 Treasury bill, and we had a close of 4.99 on the 10-year Treasury note. And what does that mean? Well, when that goes up, mortgage rates go up. That's what it means. Now, I think mortgage rates closed around 635 last week or 639. And new figures will come out on Thursday. Freddie Mac's figures are the best figures because they're the real world. We'll finish this when we come back, I guess.
We are speaking with Bob Chapman from International Forecaster. Take a short break. Come back with the Chapman special for Tuesday.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, my friends. We are speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. As you know, each Tuesday we bring a special along. And today's special, single coin, my favorite, to be perfectly honest with you, is the 5-peso Uruguay quarter ounce. I shouldn't say quarter ounce because it weighs more. There's more than a quarter ounce of gold in it. Now, the 5-peso Uruguay coin is an interesting coin based on its mintage history. It's listed in the standard catalog of world gold coins as the only coin of its design type that was minted in 1 year and 1 year only, and that was 1930. The catalog notes that only 14,415 were released. The remainder were withheld from a hoard of roughly 80,000 coins. And if you look at the at the 1930 Uruguay 5-peso coin, at the time it was issued, it was worth more than the U.S. dollar. The $20 gold pieces contained 0.9675 troy ounces, while 4 5-peso Uruguays contained 1.004 of an ounce. Now, this is a coin that's in uncirculated condition. It is pre-1933. It qualifies as a coin of rare and unusual value, just simply based on its date and its mintage factor. And if you want to receive a complimentary year subscription to the International Forecaster, if you buy 20 of these coins, we will sell them to you for $5 less than the quarter ounce bullion equivalent American Gold Eagle, which today is selling for $187. You can get 20 of the 5-peso Uruguays for $182. And you can give us a call at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And you can elect to get your International Forecaster either in hard copy or, as Bob recently explained, you can also get it via email. Bob, you got time to stay with us for the next hour?
Sure. I have a question.
Fire away.
If the mintage is so small in those coins, why aren't they selling at a premium?
Good question. I think in large portion, it's the reason why we recommend fractional, predominantly European coins, is just simply because of the fact that they don't have the large premiums that you will find on equivalent U.S. mintage coins. So here's an opportunity for folks to get coins that qualified as non-confiscatable just simply because of their legal definition of coins of rare and unusual value. And nobody could argue with the fact that a coin with with a mintage of 80,000 definitely qualifies as a coin of rare and unusual value. And it's just a great deal.
Yeah, but it should have a premium. My goodness. There's only 80,000 coins. One person could buy them all.
Well, Bob, other companies may charge premiums, but at Republic Trading Group, we take care of our clients. Stay tuned, my friends. Another hour coming up with Bob Chapman, and maybe we'll get into something that they are not going to debate in an hour from now.
We must take America back. We must take America back. A message.